Page 12, paragraph 3.1.
Voiced and voiceless consonants. Voiced, vita, v, gamma, g, delta, z, zeta, z, lambda, l, mi, m, ni, n, ro, r. Voiceless, theta, th, kappa, k, xi, x, pi, p, sigma, s, taf, t, phi, f, hi, h, a continuous kappa sound,
k,
psi, ps, voiced voiceless pairs, v, f, g, h, v, z, s.
Paragraph 3.2. The sounds b, d, g. These three sounds are in Greek and they are heard very frequently, except there are no alphabet letters for these. Here we will see when we hear mb, nd, ng, and when we hear plainly b, d, g. To represent these sounds in writing, Greek uses combinations of letters. In example number one, we see that mi, pi, mp are combined to represent the sound mb. Example, emboros, emboros, ambelos, ambelos. Number two, the letters ni, taf are combined to produce a sound nd. Example, endos, endos, pandote, pandote. Number three, the letters double gamma or gamma kappa are combined to produce a sound ng, as in English. Example, ongos, ongos, angali, angali. Notice that in each case, the letters mi, pi, ni, taf, double gamma, or gamma kappa are inside the word, not at the beginning. When that is the case, mi, pi are pronounced mb, and ni, taf, nd, and double gamma, gamma kappa as ng. The same thing occurs at word juncture. The first word ends in ni, n, and the next word begins with a p, in which case, at conversational speed, you have the option to pronounce them as mb. So again, ni, pi, when they're joined together at conversational speed, they're pronounced mb. Example, tombatera, tombatera.
Separately,
ton, patera, together, tombatera. Next, tin, polin, together, timbolin, timbolin. Number five,
ni, taf,
when they're joined together at word juncture, produce a sound nd. Again, one has the option to pronounce them separately as they are spelled, or join them together and produce a sound nd. Example, en tutto or enduto, enduto. Next, tonditon or tonditon, tonditon. Likewise, number six, ni kappa are joined together to produce a sound ng.
Again, you can pronounce the words separately,
tin kardian or tingardian, tingardian. Next, ton karpon, tongarpon, tongarpon.
One who uses the sounds b, d, g in these examples uses casual pronunciation. So, tobatera, tiboli would be casual, though acceptable, substandard pronunciation. So, when are b, d, g acceptable?
Top of page 13, three words. First column, imboro, imboro, entropy, entropy, krimnos, krimnos. These are old Greek words, not just Neo-Hellenic. A speaker today may use these words as they are spelled here in more formal expressions. Notice that the first word has mi, pi between other letters, so it is pronounced mb. Likewise, the second word, entropy, has ni, taf between other letters, so it is pronounced nd. In informal conversation, the first word becomes boro, the second
dropi, and the third, gremnos. A speaker has the option to use the more formal expression, the first column, or the less formal expression, the second column. Either way, they are the same words. At the beginning of a word, mi, pi, is plain b, ni, taf, d, and gamma, kappa, g. Let's read the same pairs one more time. Imboro, boro. Endropi, dropi. Krimnos, gremnos. Non-Greek words in Greek are treated exactly the same way. For example, bala, with mp at the beginning of the word, is pronounced with a b, b. The next one, dolmas, and t at the beginning of the word is d. And the word golf is pronounced golf, with a g sound. So we have bala, dolmas, golf.
Greek has tenaciously used these combinations of letters for more than 25 centuries. So Greek never needed special letters for the stop sounds b, d, g in order to distinguish them from their continuous counterparts vita, delta, gamma, v, th, g. This speaks of a resilient alphabet whose letters and combinations of letters have represented the same sounds from classical times to the present.
Paragraph 3.3, nasal gamma. The first gamma in a double gamma or in a gamma-kappa combination is called a nasal gamma because it is a nasal sound, yet it's not an N or an M, for that matter. But in addition to these combinations of letters, nasal gamma may be found combined with the letter he to produce a sound ng, close to the sound in going home. And in the rare example of gamma xi in the word salpinx, salpinx, as in thanks. Paragraph 3.4. When the letter sigma s is before a voiced sound, it becomes a zeta. In number one, sigma is before mi, m, so the pronunciation is esmen, esmen. In number two, sigma is before vita, v, so the pronunciation is asvestos, asvestos. The same happens when a word ends in a sigma and the next word begins with a voiced consonant. In number three, for example, we have tus logus, but when the two words are joined together in speech, the sigma becomes z. So we have tus logus, tus logus. Likewise, number four, tis mitros becomes tis mitros. And number five, pros galatas becomes pros galatas. Tis mitros pros galatas.